Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April 17th, 2020. Today is Friday in Easter week, and we come to one of the most curious and one of the most fun of the post-resurrection appearance stories of Jesus. This from the 21st chapter of John. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you'll find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. In John's telling of the post-resurrection stories, the two previous times that Jesus appeared to the disciples was that first Easter evening, and then a week later, 8 days later, he appears to them again. And you might recall, and if you don't, you'll get to hear it on Sunday if you read the gospel lessons for the Eucharist. You might recall that those two appearances, on the first appearance, Thomas wasn't there. And Thomas, upon hearing that the disciples had seen the risen Lord, didn't believe it. And then a week later, 8 days later, Jesus appears again. And this time Thomas was in the room. And there's that great encounter between Jesus and Thomas where Jesus said, "You have seen and believed, but more blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." So we have this amazing story of Jesus by the seashore. And there's so many wonderful details in the story. The notion that the disciples had fished all night and hadn't caught anything, the telling of Jesus giving the disciples coaching lessons about how to fish happens in another place of the gospel story. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the telling happens not after the resurrection, but before. But John is very specific about how many fish have been caught. And there's all these wonderful details in today's telling. And Jesus had already gotten some fish, because by the time the disciples get to shore, he's cooking. And we don't know where he got the fish, and we don't know where he got the bread. But it's an amazing reversal of the great feeding miracle. So instead of taking, earlier in John, Jesus takes 5 loaves and 2 fish, breaks them, and feeds a multitude. Here, he provides the fish and the bread and feeds an intimate number of his followers. Again, I'm just captivated by the story. But earlier this week, I read a wonderful reflection on it from a Lutheran pastor, Nadia Boles Weber, and I'd like to share that with you. As we read the resurrection account today of Jesus grilling a fish breakfast for his friends on a beach, I offer this. I am kind of amused by the academics who have clever little explanations for everything in the Bible, like that Jesus didn't really rise from the dead. It's just that his, quote, God consciousness, unquote. It's just that his spirit and memory were so powerful to his followers that when they were together after Jesus dies, it almost felt like he was really there with them. Yeah. Remember when Jesus was dead, but his spirit was so strong that it felt like he grilled us some fish on the beach? Man, the memory of that guy can really make a delicious breakfast. So, I may be naive and superstitious, but I actually believe that Jesus was there in the flesh grilling fish because, seriously, doesn't that just sound like something a guy who was accused of being a drunkard and a glutton would do if he came back from the dead? So, today, as we contemplate the resurrection of Jesus, and we think about the ways in which Jesus was made known to those first disciples, appearing to them on a road, teaching them about the scriptures, calling them by name, all of the ways that the community experienced the risen Christ. What you see is that in the midst of all of these stories, that something really does come alive. And hopefully something comes alive in us to recognize that this faith that undergirds us is not a fairy tale. Just as surely as you or I enjoy a Friday fish dinner, or Friday fish fry, as we say here in Wisconsin, just as sure as we enjoy that, the risen Lord rustled up his hungry disciples a little fish and bread breakfast. I just am completely joy-filled at the thought of that moment that Jesus shared with his friends on the beach. We used to sing a song in the church I grew up in that was about the way that Jesus fed the disciples, and I want to share a verse of that song as a closing meditation in this diary. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, Come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who gave your only Son to die for our sins and to rise for our justification, give us grace so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.